Hello and good evening. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on BBSRadio.com Station 1. We are live on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014, with Ron Amatron. We're so glad you could join us tonight for the show, and we have a wonderful hour of sample healings coming up, as well as questions and answers. So because we have so many questions and answers, we are not going to be taking calls tonight, so if you could please hold all calls for a later show. We do have four BBS shows per week, Monday, Wednesday, Station 1, and Friday, Saturday, Station 2. And you can check the BBS homepage for the schedule, as well as Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And you can send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'd like to welcome all the new listeners and all of our regular listeners as well. So, Ron, I know we sometimes like to do a sample clearing for everybody. Maybe we could do some kind of, I don't know, middle of the week clearing for everybody, kind of that energy where you feel like you're maybe thinking ahead to the weekend, or maybe you're thinking about what happened early in the week. So maybe we could do something that would bring everybody into the now.
Okay, so here we go. It was like one of those hurry up and stop things, you know. So here we go. Everybody's rushing for Friday. They, you know, get off work on Friday right now, but they're off of work, naturally. I would assume so anyway. And now you got Thursday and Friday. So let's do anxieties for Thursday and Friday that you may be having. Maybe you've got anxieties. Maybe you're getting married on Saturday, you know, and you got a lot of anxieties. Anyway, here we go. So releasing those energies of anxiety. Think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And anxieties again. 1, 2. Remember, you're projecting into your future. If you're thinking about maybe doing something on Saturday, you're already in the future with your thoughts. When you think about that, you know. And so right away, what's going to happen tomorrow and Friday? And even today, where are you? Only the aliens know where you are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll activate the light beam. So bring it up on your monitor screen. And here we go. Using the word stronger to increase the energy so you can actually maybe sense it, feel it, and it'll put you into peace. Force energy is peace. That's all that it is. There's no vocabulary. Doesn't tell you what to do. Just peace. Here we go. Peace energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Back to you, Elizabeth. So we'll start the show, I guess, with all of your wonderful questions you have there.
Yeah, thanks, Ron, and I really appreciate the peace energy, and also hope everybody's feeling a lot more present and in the present moment. And if you would like to also type a question in, you can do so via the fast chat, which is also accessible from our BBS radio homepage. So I guess we should just get started, Ron, and I think we've had a few more emails come in from the Saturday show when you did a sample kidney clearing. And I think we read this on Monday during the live show that I think three people had written in about saying how helpful the kidney clearing was, and they had all had personal experiences with those things. So I just wanted to thank them again for sending in the testimonials. And also, it seemed like that clearing really hit a lot of people, you know, in a space where they were feeling particularly vulnerable. And I know on Monday we did talk about that, how you can have certain body parts maybe abducted onto different timelines. So it seems like a lot of people were feeling relief from that, and everybody just wanted to write in and thank you, Ron. So I just wanted to wrap that up and thank everybody again, because we had to end the show rather quickly on Monday. So the first question is about the special clearing. And this listener is wondering, what is the special clearing you refer to on the show?
Okay, the special clearing is a clearing that you can use for a physical problem that you're dealing with that's not listed on the website. So that could be basically anything that you're dealing with physically. That's why it's actually put up. Typically, if you have a problem, you may want to get onto the body jumpstart, which covers lots of things that could be happening to you. That one is very, very, inclusive for body problems. But the special one is, you have something that you need to get worked on maybe quickly or something like that. That's what it's actually for. We put the body jumpstart bundle up after this clearing. The special has been up for quite a while. I put that one up only because, I didn't want to put any more clearings on, I put a clearing on for toothaches or, runny noses or watery eyes, that would be kind of ridiculous, even though very beneficial, but and it'd probably turn into a whole lifetime clearing. But the special one is there to input a situation that you're dealing with. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and the special clearing is really a great tool if you have a very specific situation going on, and that is a whole lifetime clearing. So you can find that if you go to creationlightship.com and you just type in special on the left side under the icon of the book that says a list of all our online healings, and you hit go, it'll take you to that. And the there are also in that category the Body Jumpstart Special, Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, and the Prosperity Jumpstart Special for 1 month. And then there's just the general special healing. So that's for a specific problem that you want to clear from your whole lifetime.
Yeah, I can probably indicate something. Let's just say that, for instance, maybe tics are a problem for you, or maybe, maybe spiders, being bitten by spiders, or let's say mosquitoes. So for your whole life where you're living, these things exist, and that's a problem for you, and you have troubles and problems, and they bite you. That would be something that you would want to typically put in there to help yourself maybe get a little better so they won't affect you as much. I can't say it's going to fix you completely, but that's kind of what it's for. So it's something that is reoccurring throughout your lifetime that you need to get rid of. So it could even be, it's mainly for physical stuff. I created it so that people could have like a skin problem, skin itching or something like that, or hair falling out, just things that you have that throughout your lifetime, hopefully that's not it, but you could go in there and turn it. It's designed to be a whole lifetime clearing for what you want to put in there. So, I don't have anything on the website. Typically, if you go in there and you look for something that's sort of generic for that, that's what it's for. Then we have the generic 7-generational clearing to use after that one if you still have more situations where your parents had it. Oh, and, your grandparents had it. That would be the 7-generational clearing. So that's a special clearing. That's why we put it up. I didn't want to add in more and more clearings on. I kind of got tired of putting clearings up.
Yeah, Ron, and I think it's also very self-empowering, too, for people to use that clearing, because it really is basically you have to kind of pay attention to what's going on with yourself and your life and your situation. So if you know what you want to do and you figure that out, it's great, because then you have, you can create whatever you want from that clearing. and apply it to your life. So it's very effective and it's very self-empowering to do that, I would imagine.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, next
question is, and we also had two listeners with sort of a similar question. So one person writes, since Thursday, I've had a clear circle with dots around my right eye. I went to the ear and eye hospital on Sunday morning out of fear that I had a detached retina. I was told that it is not just a sign of getting older. LOL. Nothing can be done about it. You just have to live with it. It is called floaters. Can I do anything about that? It is very scary. Thank you. And then someone else, a different person, wrote in that they were wondering if you could clear blue and clear orbs.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if those two things are somewhat related or maybe they're completely different.
I'd say completely different, but what you could have going on with your eye, possibly, maybe you have a camera in your eye and it's showing up with a situation like that, you know. So the special clearing would work for that, and maybe even the body jump start. I would probably myself get the body jump start because it has so many clearings in there and it's 3 months long. Just focus on your eye, then once you do that for a while, then what else you could be dealing with. But let's work with the eyes. Well, this is going to be very unusual. I have a lot of people that have had cameras in their eyes. And it's kind of scary because your eye will change probably from whatever color it is now, and it will probably go black on you. So, and then maybe after 15 minutes, it will return to the same color. So not to get freaked out, like I said, I've seen a lot of people where they say, you know, my vision is kind of blurry here. It feels like I have something in my eye, you know. Some people actually know. Work on the right eye first. This really is the paranormal energies here, we'll say, that nobody even really talks about this process. So here we go. Work on your right eye. And I don't know how many of you out there are going to feel this here, or if your eye will change. But we'll just see what happens here. So it take a minute for me to connect to everybody listening. This will only work live right now on this program. It's not going to work on the archives at all. Oh? Still working on everybody. You might feel your eye a little bit. Could possibly tear up. And it will probably change colors, so don't be freaked out too much. Okay, almost ready. There. Go. Oh, if you had something happening, your body may have jerked right now, you know, or eye might be a different color. Now we'll go to the left eye. Like I said, it'll regain back the original color. Might even look better. Had eyes that were kind of a washed out blue, and now they're going to be very bright blue because the camera was in there. Oh, left eye, still working with it. Well, the first question you'd probably ask is, why me? Why do they pick on me? Well, I don't have that answer. So don't ask why. The true answer would be that you're probably a great specimen for them. Oh. I don't have to battle off the aliens who don't like this. Actually in battle right now. Alrighty, here we go. One. Okay, going to come out. Here we go. Almost. Everybody at once. There we go. They're gone. Okay. happens. I'm in on the fast chat. You want to use a different name. You wouldn't want to show up as knows you as Sally and say, ah, geez, I'm Sally. I got this thing out of me. They may go, uh-oh. We don't want to talk to you anymore. But anyway, you can put just any name you want in there. Got number five or something, you know. My eyes changed. And you should have better vision. Like I said, your eyes might be a little watery right now. But it may take about 2 or 3 minutes to readjust. And at the most, it'll take 15 to get your original color back. So, we'll see what happens.
Oh, wow, Elizabeth. Ron. Yeah, thank you. And I was wondering, too, if the alien remote viewing clearing, which is a free clearing, would that help at all with the eye issue?
No, that's them watching you.
Okay.
Possibly it might, you know, if they're connecting your eyes to their remote viewing.
I'm just wondering, because when you said cameras, I wonder what clearing we have that would
help people. I don't think I have anything on the...
Yeah, so just use the special.
Oh. Yeah, the special may do it. I just don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any comments there?
Yeah, let's see if we had anything on the fast chat. I certainly felt that, and someone else said, "Wow, my head just jerked." And let's wait a few moments and maybe take another question in the meantime while we wait for some responses here from the viewers. And people are changing their names on the fast chat. That's so funny. So back to the orb clearing. Someone was wondering if you could do a sample orb clearing, Ron, for clear and blue orbs. And I was just reading about the orb clearing on the website on creationlightship.com. And it's a little different than the eye cameras, but it's kind of an energy that people seem to experience a lot. And they actually, Ron has this really great archive there from Sunday, June 7th, 2010. And you can listen to that. And it's also very helpful to know that the orbs can connect with you. And each of your cells contains memories of your thoughts from your entire lifetime. The orbs can read this memory and bring a complete motion picture in your dreams, for example, of the memory they read, and they can change the memory. The orbs can also come into our thoughts and can connect with other orbs. So it's kind of like this whole web connecting to you.
Well, a fizzy party for orbs, huh? Connecting to
yeah.
You.
And, you know, I know a lot of these games that I've seen advertised, you know, for iPhone or Android or whatever, they all have little circles in them. A lot of them have these, like, circles, which look very curiously to me like orb energy.
Okay, well, let's release the blue orb, or orbs. They attach to your skin. To your cellular memory and upload and download information. And that's probably how they connect to you to work with your natal chart and your DNA to what you're dealing with. So here we go. Releasing the blue orb. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do the clear one since that was a request. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll see them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Nope, that's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great. Did anyone also feel any relief because of the orb clearing that Ron did? And someone on the fast chat said option three on the alien attack page has implant removal for eyes cameras.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for putting that in there.
Yeah, great. I was thinking there was one that had it. I just couldn't think of it because I remember doing that. I just couldn't remember what package it was in. So maybe we should talk about that for a minute, the alien attack page, Ron, because that, it seems like that's one that really helps people. And you can get it for a week or for a month. And then I guess if you're still having issues, you could just go ahead and do the orb, whole lifetime orb clearing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, great.
It's hard to know what to do. You know, people looked at that alien attack page, eliminating alien attack. And once you get in there, especially if you do the drop-down bosses, all those alien races, it could get kind of scary because you haven't heard of all those. You've heard of maybe half a dozen or so, you know.
Well, that's a really good point, Ron, and I think sometimes, you know, if you haven't heard of it, you may not even need to do it. And a good approach to that might be to just start doing all the free alien clearings and then see how you'd feel after you do all those.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The alien attack page, you know, can bring a lot of peace to you. Once you get in there, it'll probably, you know, there's 9 different options there with a lot of information. So for some people, that's their true lifeline to life. So they get on there every month because they need it. Their life is getting better, even though they're still dealing with that, with the stuff, but it is helping. So I put it up. Still battling the aliens for the camera stuff right now.
Okay.
That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's really interesting, Ron, because a couple people on the fast chat have responded, and one person says, my left eye felt like air was escaping away from my eye for 2 to 3 minutes, just easing up, and somebody else said, right before the camera was fully removed, in both eyes, I saw my pupil enlarge suddenly and get very black. On the left side, the outside of my iris went black. Completely noticed it on both sides.
Yeah, you might type in how it's doing now. A lot of times your eye will look kind of like dulled out or kind of watery or not really. It's like you have a piece of glass that's kind of foggy, like your eye's fogged over a little bit. Like a piece of glass has frosted. That's kind of how your pupil will look, and now look pretty clear. Anyway, we'll see what the person says. Normally it takes, like I said, up to 15 minutes to have the eye change. Maybe we can see how they're doing with the process there.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And I think, too, Ron, it's interesting if you have old pictures of yourself from a couple of years ago, or I don't know, I know I've noticed this, but if you look at pictures from before you started doing the creation lightship healings and you look at your eyes, or if you just look at somebody else's eyes that has never done the clearings in a photograph or even in person, you can really notice a difference. And if you're doing the mind-to-heart drop, which is something you can do every day on your own, as often as you need to, you really do look different and you really do feel different and you feel more connected in the now and in the present moment. And that, I think, really does show up in the eyes.
Yeah, and, you know, as you look at yourself every day, probably in the mirror, comb your hair to do something, you know, and maybe put makeup on or whatever, you know. As you look in the mirror, who's looking at you through your eyes? You know?
Yeah, right. Hopefully it's you.
That one. I should say, maybe not a who, but maybe it's a what. You know? Anyway.
Yeah, sometimes it probably is.
Just cover your mirror when you go into the restroom or in the bathtub, right?
So well, anyway. I have a friend who refuses to look in mirrors.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but maybe that's why.
Oh.
It's kind of like the actors that they don't want to see themselves in, you know, in movies because they don't want to see themselves being another person or an entity in them. Or
the ultimate shapeshifter, huh?
Mm-hmm. And actually, somebody said they can't live without it lately. I think they're referring to the alien attack page. So many shapeshifters coming their way lately. So, and somebody else is reporting watery eyes. So my eyes feel very clear. So that's interesting that there seems to be a wide variety of responses and reactions in the fast chat, Ron, from all the different listeners. Okay. So I guess we'll move on for a second here. And actually, this relates, somebody wrote in and said they purchased clearings for themselves and their son, and they used the same code for the two of us. And they're wondering if they did something wrong, but I think if you purchase two separate clearings, that should be fine.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then...
Oh, the codes would be the same.
Yeah.
Go in to pay for it. Now, if you have a son named Harry, then put Harry down. Maybe your name is, I'll just say Sally, so you bought it for yourself first, and now you want to do your son. Oh, but it will be the same codes. Because the clearings normally do not reset. The only ones that do, where there could be some problems that I have sometimes with people, is somehow the internet doesn't send codes to people. And those normally would be on the ones that are maybe, or getting maybe the object clearing or something, a day of it or whatever, or maybe a weekly clearing. Or they bought the clearing, didn't use it for a week, and then they want to use it, and it's already expired because they didn't use the clearing. So that's the way that works. So when you do one of those clearings where you're just getting very minimum clearing that's offered, do that clearing as soon as you get that login code. If you don't get the login code, then you may go into your spam folder or something. And I heard that sometimes it could take a day or two to even get it from some servers. So, I don't know. Normally for most people, when I talk to them, they go, no, I get the code within maybe, 5-10 seconds. You know, it comes right to me instantly. So you will get your PayPal receipt, number one. And then from that, it gets triggered into our server. And it goes to the page for that clearing, and that gets sent out automatically, the codes to you. So it's all instantaneous thing. So if you don't get it, that could be, a problem on your end. It really is not on our end, and it's hard for me to regenerate or to even find a code because I don't have a code for those small clearings, the ones that last for a day or a week or something. So if you have a problem, let me know, and I'll just refund your money, and you can go in there again and try it. Because I have no way to send you a code. If you had a whole lifetime clearing, I can give you that easily. But I don't have the codes for, Body Jumpstart that I don't have. I don't have it for, all the clearings of the Prosperity Bundle. I don't have that code because those change all the time. All computer generated, so I have no way to send you one if you ask me for that. I'd have to just probably do a refund to you, and then you can go in there over again and see if it comes to you. At times we can have the webmaster maybe do that, because he can do that, but he's also busy. So anyway, that's kind of the situation with those clearings. So if you get a month clearing, then chances are that one will go through. Maybe some reason I've had people try the weekly clearing, like the alien attack page, and it doesn't come to them, but somehow the month one does, and I don't know what that would be. So I almost even felt about getting rid of a lot of those shorter clearings and just do the longer ones for people. for some month clearing and kind of deal with all the problems. This is probably really frustrating on your part. If we're clearing, you don't get the code sent to you. Well, it's not our fault. It's somehow with the server or something going on, you're not getting that other information. And then I talked to one person, you know, called him up, and I said, you do this clearing all the time. He said, well, yeah, I do it. I said, do you ever have any problems with getting the login sent to you? They go, no, it works every time. So, and one person said, I didn't get the login, you know. So I don't know what to say. But anyway, I'm just trying to describe some of the problems that can occur. But the best solution, I think, is just for me to send you a refund on PayPal and just go in there and do it again. Or just go in again if you're, you know, just maybe spending $5 or $10 or something. Do it again and just say, Ron, I got it the first time. Send me a refund on the second, because I may not be at my computer for a day or two. So that's what I would suggest doing. But, you know, I have no problem sending refunds out. Back
okay.
to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great news and good to know. And also, someone suggested to try all browsers before contacting Ron, and that sometimes does affect PayPal and codes and things like that. So somebody else wrote, just looked back in the mirror, my eyes looking beautiful and calm. Reminds me of how I looked in pictures as a baby. See my spirit coming through. Amazing. And also, just wanted to say, the person that had the question about the codes continued to write that he did many clearings for his son, and mostly free clearings, and says he's a different person. No glossed eyes, more present and happier. So that actually confirms what we were just talking about, Ron, with the eyes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, so I think we should move on because I have a very interesting email here, and it's kind of a long one, but I think we should read it, and I'll just go ahead and do that, Ron, if that's okay with you.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so it starts out by saying, I thank you for having the free clearings on the website. The free clearings are working out great for me. I can feel the energy blockages leaving. I'm running the alien intercept keyword now on the word Walmart. I've heard you talk on the archives about clones, and there are many more cars than people inside a store. That is very unusual, and it has caught my attention before as well. I used to work at Walmart. When I would pull up in the parking lot and get out of my car, I would start walking to the store. Then my body would lock up, and I couldn't move. I would stand there as if I was frozen, and I would wonder what the heck was happening to me. I wasn't able to move my body. Then I had to really focus on moving my legs to get going. Today, I took the word Walmart, flipped it backwards, and got tram law. A tram is a trolley or cable car used to transport people, and law is something we are all taught to obey or there will be consequences. When I was in the process of figuring this out, a call came in on my phone. The caller ID showed the call was from StarNet. This happened at 9:33 a.m. this morning. Lots of stinging happening on the surface of my eyes while I write this. So this is what I typed on Alien Intercept, StarNet, Walmart, 9:33 a.m. As soon as I did this, I could feel a lot of blocked energy releasing from my body. I'm asking you, Ron, if you would be willing to do a clearing on these words as well. I feel that those words must be one of the programs the aliens are running, as the difference in my energy was markedly improved afterwards. Also, while I was working at Walmart, we used to have to put up many signs saying rollback above the items in the store. And what happens when we roll back? We are immersed in the past.
Oh, boy.
Very okay. Interesting. There, it touches on a lot of subjects there.
Yeah. So since that department store is very large, and you know, there could be a lot of things going on with people going in there. So, we'll talk about the body freezing up maybe in the parking lot as you're walking from your car to go into the store. This could be any store. Well, that could be an abduction point. It could be a grid line that you're trying to cross over. Remember, they put the grid lines in. I could use the word ley lines. So it would be a place where the energy was changing. And that happens, in cities. In fact, you could even possibly live in a small town. Small towns normally have, welcome to Hicksville, And so you know that someplace along that sign, a sign might be on the border from Hicksville to Nowheresville or something, So you may be able to walk maybe even a block and feel where the energy changes. So everybody in Nowheresville, we'll say, has a mindset different than Hicksville. Might actually feel that as you go from one to the other. So quite interesting. So that could be what you're sensing. Is there something going on with the energy in the parking lot? Could it be associated with the store, maybe? It's hard to say, Just drive down the road, and you're going to notice that almost every road, if you're driving for an hour on any road, you're going to notice that you're going to start to yawn and feel slightly different. And it may not even be that sensitive to it, but you will feel a little thing that's going on. You might feel tired, or maybe you're driving, and you go, man, it's taking forever to get home here, Or you lose track of that off-ramp. Well, that's when you've been abducted. Oh, that's what happens. Then you get beamed down again. And then you kind of, your ears could pop, your eyes could water, you could feel a little different. Maybe you do a big yawn or something, and now you know that you're here, but didn't know that you weren't here when you were abducted, because they just fabricate everything on the illusional timeline of the reality in the matrix here. So that's what you're doing. That's what I call driving into the billboard. So almost every large department store attracts people, much like the freeways do, are probably targets for things going on that might be real paranormal, okay?
Yes, I was just thinking that, Ron. It could be anywhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be Walmart. It's malls, any large place where there's like a lot of people.
Yeah, and in fact, I could even comment on this one here. You go to a shopping mall, maybe once a week. It's your routine to go there. Maybe you walk in the morning or something, or at night or whatever. All of a sudden, it starts to become Halloween time. A couple of weeks, so about a month before, a store that's vacant now is selling Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that. That's true. They just kind of pop up.
Yeah, they just pop up. And all of a sudden, that whole energy around that store is really, really negative. This time Halloween comes, we got a ways away, but you might notice that. And you're probably going to not even want to walk in front of it. Because all those entities are in that store waiting to hop onto somebody. Now, that's the Day of the Dead, And so all of a sudden, who's there? It's the dead. They want you, the people, to go in there to buy the costume of whatever, Dracula or some kind of witch or something, I don't know what they have now. It would be nice if they have little fairy things for young girls. But normally it's always stuff to scare you, And they're waiting to come in. So all of a sudden you walk by that store and you go, wow, this really feels negative. Or I feel a cool breeze coming out of that store. So I noticed that as the stores change, maybe on some type of seasonal situation, And that's just the way they are. It's not the fault of the shopping mall or anything else or the management or anything. So the store's in there, and it's going to attract those entities.
And also, Ron, I was thinking it could even be where it is in terms of the land it's on, not even necessarily the store itself, but just the physical location.
Yeah, it could be at a...
Of where it's sitting.
Yeah, it could be on a burial ground, you know. You don't know what's around, or it could be a trash dump that was there a long time ago, you know. You don't know what's underneath the ground there. So...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just the landscape is so changed by the building that you really don't have any connection to what used to be there. And I think laws are a little bit different, like in Europe and different countries. But here, it's kind of like a free-for-all. You kind of just, there really aren't any codes or building restrictions. I mean, I'm sure there are, but it just seems like every time you turn around, there's another, like, sprawling strip mall or development going up. Without any real regard to what is that's doing to the landscape and what was there before. Whereas I think in certain other countries, they have really strict, like, building height codes and, you know, you have to kind of preserve certain areas. And so, yeah, it's difficult to tell what might be even happening anymore.
Yep, so that's, you know, just as you start noticing more, you're going to figure out what's going on. But you just notice that, that's why the parking lot could have a lot of cars. The person walks into the store, they're abducted. Nobody in the store would even notice it, probably, because they're being turned off, too. Probably getting mind swiped. And then the person that was there on an aisle is no longer there. Remember, is the room next to you that nobody's in, is it there? Did the aliens waste all that film footage on a hologram to make it appear all the time? Oh, that'd be kind of, a waste of energy, if you look at it that way. But is the room there when you walk into it? Well, of course it is. It's because they're creating the room as you walk by it and into it, okay? So, but other than that, that's what's around. So all that you know that's real, at least what you think is real, is where you are right now. Anything else may not even exist. Are they going to waste all that film footage and all that memory, their computers, to do that? No, on the Matrix? I doubt it. No? So, you know, and we have seen shows on TV and stuff where, you know, they have like a closet and you open the closet door and you walk into the closet and all of a sudden you're kind of walking and you pop into another dimension. Now you pop out of the closet and you go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not my bedroom anymore or whatever. I'm in the desert someplace. Like going through a portal. Well, are you really going through a portal? Just going into another hologram that was created probably to have some fun, you know? Maybe they want you to get more energy in that other situation, so... Now, it gets to be kind of sci-fi. You know, this is all validated by the movies. You just have to kind of look at them and see what they're trying to tell you. So whenever you watch a sci-fi movie, the movie's probably really telling you what's going to happen in the future. So kind of watch it and see what it looks like. But the odd thing to me is watching, I'm going sideways here a little bit, but I was watching an older, I think it was the first Roy Rogers movie. Somehow, I guess I saw it on Netflix or YouTube or something. So we're watching it, and I thought, you know, seeing him as a young child, I thought he was larger than what he was. I thought he was a tall man. He's short, you know. I don't know. He looked like he was probably like about 5'4" or something. So I always thought he was larger. But aside from that, and he has no stomach, you know. He's like thin as could be. And then I watch him hop onto a horse. He's behind the horse, and I think he could be running. He hops up in the air, goes over the back of the saddle, and then lands on the saddle, puts his feet in the stirrups, and takes off. Now, bimini, you know, just think about that. Well, how many people listening can do that? You know? I mean, you just think about that. Now, you really have to be trained, you know, to do that type of thing. And so, anyway, you guys can put two and two together there. You know, what's going on with that story? Because you can actually see it, and you go, wow, And then we saw these ladies that were like snake women. There was two identical twins doing something somewhere, maybe as one of the circuses or something. And they're on the edge of a platform with their feet and their bodies extended over it, and they're moving their body like a snake. Right away, the body weight itself, you'd fall off where they were. But anyway, a lot of weird stuff. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, and this seems to be a theme of tonight, but since we're talking about eyes, I went to the movies last week, and I saw a preview for an upcoming movie called Eye Origins, and it's coming out, I think, in January. Maybe, I don't know when it's coming out, actually, maybe sooner. But what struck me was the first part of it really had nothing to do with eyes. It just kept talking about how this person would see the numbers 1111. And I know we've had listeners who have experienced this, several listeners, so that was like, okay, that's weird. And then it started talking about eyes and how it was like everyone's eyes are different, and I don't know, it's some kind of sci-fi thriller. It looks interesting, but I would just, be curious to see where they were going with that, with the whole, like, 1111 thing. And actually, people have commented about that on the Fast Chat, too. Saying that it's creepy to look in the mirror and not see yourself. And also, someone else had started having right eye issues with black and white lights flashing when they blinked. Now, since the clearing tonight, the lights are gone in their right eye. Thank you so much, Ron. So it seems like that it actually is very much in sync with what it is that you've been doing in clearing, Ron. And also, just wanted to mention to the listener who wrote in about the parking lot experience, we do have that earth cording gridline clearing, which Ron offers, which it sounds like you had a lot of success with the free samples. So I don't know if that one would be helpful too, if it is connected to the physical space where you are having that experience. That's always a great clearing to do, and that kind of relates to what Ron was talking about with the location of the store.
So, a lot to know. So, what's next, Elizabeth? We got, only got a few minutes to go here. Well, we got till 58, so.
Okay.
A couple in.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so the next question is, it's actually somebody just saying, when Ron says, think of something, nothing comes to mind. So, I guess, Ron, when you say, think of an issue, or think of a situation, this person has trouble coming up with something in order for them to be cleared.
Well, that's actually good if you don't have an issue.
Right. That's what
that
I was thinking.
That means that it's probably been released, you know, from you. That's good.
Okay, great. So, okay. All right. And the next question is, somebody wrote in and said, this is, Ron has lately been clearing a lot of the war energies, and if you've been listening to the show, the past couple shows have been sort of dealing with this, especially around the beginning of July. So this person wrote in and said, I thought this was interesting. They've been listening to a band by John Paul White and Joy Williams. They named the band after driving around looking at Civil War monuments. They call themselves the Civil War Band, singers and songwriters. Still timeline crashing the months. This has been huge for me. Glad to be freed up from this energy. Been sleeping a lot. Getting through it. So
well,
it sounds
good.
Like...
good.
Sounds like that was a huge, great release for so many.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy. Yeah, it's hard to...
It's been a busy month.
This has been a really neat month for a lot of the clearings that we just kind of pulled out of the hat. So.
Yeah, it seems like that. And if you're listening to the radio shows, it seems like they have really been very much in line with what we've been talking about and what you've been working on, Ron. And also, I know a lot of the archives have yet to be added, but those are a great way to catch up on the shows that you may have missed. And somebody else said the parking lot could be a satellite clearing. Okay, so that's another suggestion to try. And I think we maybe have time for one more, and it has to relate to a clearing that we haven't really talked about yet on the show, the psychic billboard clearing. And this person went through and they did this clearing, and they wrote in to the first part where it says, please remove the following from my past psychic billboard mind projection, attracting people who drag me down. And then it says, please replace my past psychic billboard mind projection with the following. Being self-sufficient, having people who are focused on abundance and success around me. And then step two, where you go to the current psychic billboard mind projection, they wrote that I am a failure, a loser, and will never be able to get out of my current situation. So that's the situation they wanted removed. And then they said, please replace with the following, that I can make my own way, become more creative, wealthy, abundant, powerful, and independent. And then on the future, so the psychic billboard goes through past, present, and future psychic billboard mind projections. And they said, please remove the following from the future, that I will continue to feel sick and dependent on others to take care of me. And then they asked that to be replaced with, I will be strong and healthy in body and mind and abundant in all resources of my life. And they did this in the three areas, created by self, created by others, and created by aliens.
That's good. They're working it very well. Nice to hear people, you know, how they're creative with the different clearings. Very nice.
Yeah, and that clearing is really versatile and amazing. You can do so much with it. It really does kind of help if you do some of the other clearings first, like your whole lifetime emotional, which is, of course, that clearing is the one that you have to do before doing any of the others, just so you're not on those emotional timelines. And that will actually help you to decide what subsequent clearings to do. And also, I've heard so many different diverse answers on how people use the psychic billboard, from everything, you know, from having trouble with their bosses to having difficult work situations where they're constantly dealing with negative or difficult coworkers to, you know, like this person trying to create a better life situation for themselves, because the mind energy is probably drawing that to you. I mean, if you're in the mind energy, it's probably, you know, that's not where you want to be. You would want to be in your heart center. And you would also want to, you know, pay attention to what is on your psychic billboard maybe before you try to do that one, or ask a friend, like Ron always says, go to somebody and say, you know, what do you think is wrong with me, or what are my issues, and have them tell you, and then work from there if you can't think of something. So, Ron, we're actually wrapping up the show tonight. Wanted to thank you for all of the sample healings that you did, and also just wanted to mention that the last day of the special 8-hour healing intensive is Sunday the 27th, and Ron is also doing a weekly Thursday clone body removal and a weekly Friday entity removal call, and we also have two more shows this week on BBS Station 2. So Ron, I will turn it over to you, and just also really quickly say, if we didn't get to your questions, they'll probably be rolled over into Friday night, which is our paranormal night. So thanks again, Ron, and I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts or clearings that you might want to do for everybody.
We'll do the mind to heart drop. So remember, you must command your spirit out loud to do this. You could whisper it. If you don't do that, then you're in the darkness energy where you were before. That's why you're living this lifetime here, because you got stuck here. So basically, why do something that's counterproductive for yourself, right? So you want to say it out loud, and you want to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. That's simple. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Some people say, gee, I have to do 10 to 1. Well, you can do like 5 on down if you want. That works. But I do 10, so you can actually feel the energy. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Now you're in your heart center, and if you can, give us a little testimonial about how maybe your eyes are working after this program here. And like it's on the Eliminating Alien Attack, that's great. And let us know if they look different or people comment on it tomorrow. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll see you later. Thank you, Cindy, for keeping tabs on stuff. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Bye.